going, we?
Well, we've had some rain last week, didn't we? Cop some on Thursday, and it's all about the spring rain, isn't it?
Oh, it is, and we're into one of those La Nina weather pattern years, so I expect we should see quite a bit more of it.
Is it fair to say that rain is the natural enemy when it comes to solar installers?
Yes, you're exactly right, Lee. That and high winds. DMS Energy never put people on roofs when it's raining. It's too dangerous for personnel. And it can also damage the client's homes. High winds also keep us off roofs as well. 2020, amongst all its other hurdles thrown at us this year, has seen me spend an inordinate amount of time shaking my fist at the sky as Mother Nature rearranges my plans. frustrating, but not much you can do about it. So it just doesn't help that we have literally over 1,500 solar panels to try and install between now and Christmas.
Now, rain isn't all bad, though.
No, it's not. We still need it to fill our hydro dams, Lee, and flush our rivers and creeks and rehydrate our soils.
And rain around the home can be bad.
Can be, in some circumstances. So one of the other services that DMS Energy does is sub-floor ventilation. And it's during these wet periods, homes with damp issues can get much worse. A lot of damp homes, the issues can be traced back to a lack of drainage. And when that water cannot get away, can't get away adequately, it can run under the house, it can run around the house, the moisture then can wick up into the home by capillary action. And this can cause minor and major issues.
Yeah, minor issues can be, though.
Look, mould, rising damp, moisture damage to walls and floors and paint and stuff like that, which when you think about it isn't that minor, especially as mould can make you quite sick. And those other issues are expensive to repair. But compared to the major issues excessive exposure to water can do, they are relatively minor.
Okay, Adrian, what about those major issues? I'm thinking wet rot and dry rot due to structural timber in the home?
That's right. So mainly an issue in older homes, especially those ones with floor joists and timber floors. But it can also affect the bottom plate timbers and cement slabs. Hugely expensive structural repairs can be needed to fix these issues. And that's on the extreme end. I've seen homes condemned and pulled down and have to be rebuilt as the damage and cost of repair is just too great.
As we always say, prevention is downside better than a cure. So what can be done to prevent or even just reduce these issues?
First thing that should be done is look at how the water is flowing around your home during heavy rain. You know, like on Thursday, you could have poked your head out the door and seen where the water was moving. Is it backing up against the house or flowing around or under the house? If so, look at what drains could be utilised to steer the bulk of the water away from the house, or even just clean out the drains that are there. Quite often when we get called out to look at a moisture problem, we see drains backed up and blocked. The water just can't get away, so it just gets into the home.
And these plants around the home can be a bit of an issue, can't they?
That's truly, and we all love our plants, and we all watch our gardening shows. We know how to build up our garden beds and apply tons of mulch for water retention to keep our plants healthy. But another problem we see is garden beds directly around the edges of homes, and the built-up beds have bypassed the damp course. That's a membrane, a waterproof membrane. It goes between the footing and the wall, and it acts as a barrier to moisture from rising up from the ground into our walls or bottom plates. And when you heap dirt or mulch around those walls at a home, it effectively bypasses the damp course and allows an alternative pathway for water to enter the home. Also see some garden modifications block off subfloor ventilation openings as well, which allows, you know, fresh, dry air into those areas and helps dry them out.
Just to elaborate a little bit further just on subfloor ventilations, if you wouldn't mind.
That's right. So once you've done all the basics and you still have damp subfloor areas, then it is time to call DMS Energy. And what we do is we fit a small but powerful fan, or maybe sometimes two, and suck that damp, moist air out of the subfloor area and discharge it outside. And for every cubic metre of air we remove from the area, another cubic metre of dry air has to enter the area. So what we're doing there, Lee, is we're evacuating the moist air out of the home and as such effectively drying out the area. It gets rid of that damp smell you find in some homes and also dries out the structural timbers and halts any further damage. It's not a silver bullet, but the basics of water management still have to be applied. But once you've sort of done that and you still have a problem, subfloor ventilation is the way to go.
It makes sense. Now, you at DMS Energy, as we all know here on the Northwest Coast, are the renewable energy experts, and you do specialise in ventilation and heating and cooling of homes and businesses, don't you?
We certainly do. And sometimes the ventilation side of things gets lost in all the, in all the attention that solar and all the other things that we do.
So where do we find you at DMS Energy?
Yeah, come and see us at 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton. Or give us a call on 1300 502 599. Or even if you want to go on the internet and look at us on our website, which is all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au.
Whether you're in La Trobe or down in Smithton, you do travel right across the northwest.
We certainly do.
You have a great day and a great week, and we'll have more Power Savers same time on next Monday morning.
Thanks again, Lee.